Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
I'm just so frustrated and sick of it. I want to talk over my own liner here. Owen Schroyer, David Knight in studio. Here's the only, because you asked the question, what is Trump doing? I don't know. Letting the globalists dig his grave for him while he watches, watching them dig the grave of America. But we can go back and forth on that issue all day. But it really just comes down to us as Americans, though. I mean, the fact that Americans are putting up with this, and I get that we're kind of like the tip of the spear, so we get fed up with this first, and then the rest of the people kind of catch up. You're starting to see that. But it's just not enough, man. Waiting and giving every day that Obama and Comey and Brennan and Clapper and Rice are not behind bars, and Clinton and the rest of them aren't behind bars, and Bill Gates and Fauci aren't behind bars, they just get another 24 hours to plan their destruction of humanity. They just get another 24 hours to make you a slave. I mean, they should not be afforded another minute to continue their diabolical death cult, satanic Luciferian cult operation that they have going on. Not another minute, David. Every minute that those people continue to walk free, we lose a minute of freedom on the clock for America's life. So, you know, Trump can tweet all day about it, and he does, but it's time for some serious action. Maybe he's waiting for American people to wake up and understand what's going on. But, boy, I've had enough. And another issue, David, as InfoWars has been covering for years, this is another one of their little power grabs here, the cashless society,
yeah,
to stop COVID.
Did anybody notice that about the middle of June, the Federal Reserve talked about it on the show in the morning, but about the middle of June, the Federal Reserve said, we got a shortage of coins. We're going to start rationing coins. Maybe you've seen it. I've seen it shortly after that when I was still going to the stores before they started the mask mandate in Texas. They're already putting up signs saying we've got a coin shortage. And it's getting worse. It's not getting any better. It's another one of these things that we have a shortage of. This, I believe, however, is deliberate. I think this is a push to take cash out of circulation, because, again, they want to kettle everybody into cyberspace. They want to kettle us into a digital currency. And I think a big underlying reason why this thing is continuing the way that it is because you have the financial bubble that was going to burst, and they want to make sure that they burst it with the COVID virus so that we don't grab the guillotines, as Bloomberg put it. He said, hey, you know, we got to reorganize society here. When he was talking, you know, when he talked about the farmers and he denigrated the farmers, what he was really talking about was the agrarian society being replaced by the industrial society. And yes, he was very condescending and denigrating towards people who were like that. And then he finishes up talking about this revolution, which is the technocratic revolution. It goes, the smart people like me, we're working on AI and automation to take their jobs. And the bottom line, which nobody picked up on, was he talked about, we've got to make sure that we give them money and keep them from coming after us with the guillotines. That's the way he put it, with the guillotines. And that's what these people understand. They have a reason to take away our society, to take away our economy, our jobs, make us dependent on them. They needed to have an excuse so that we wouldn't grab the guillotines. You know, they've been talking about how they're going to take 50% of the transportation jobs and it's not just people at the bottom end of industry. They've done studies in South Korea. They talked about how it was going to be up to 70% of doctors and lawyers that were going to lose their jobs because of automation. They need to have something there so we don't come after the corporations, the billionaires, and the governments who do this to us. So now they can blame it on the COVID situation, and they're doing the same thing with the money. They want to move us to a cashless society for control. They started by talking about how dirty paper money was. Oh, it's all contaminated with the COVID virus. Now they tell us they've got a coin shortage. Interesting story coming out of Milwaukee. They had a local bank there, the Community State Bank. Evidently, somebody didn't clue them in as to what this agenda is, because they're saying, hey, we got a shortage on cash. We're having to buy this from the Federal Reserve. So we're putting out a bounty. We're telling people, you bring in $100 worth of coins, we'll give you $105 worth of credit. And but they don't realize that the whole point is to make sure they dry up the sources of cash, because they're getting rid of cash because it gives you privacy.
It's just another lie. It's just another bar in the prison of lies that we live in. It's not about a coin shortage. It's about taking cash from society.
We are selling more privacy pockets a day than we were previously selling in a month because of the Clinton Foundation running the contact tracing, and admittedly with Google and Apple tracking all Americans on their phones, even if you opt out of it or get rid of the apps. People realize these criminal groups are surveilling you and selling your data and using it to control your life, sharing it with Antifa, sharing it with Black Lives Matter, sharing it with the deep state to oppress not just high-profile people, but the general public. That's why folks are taking back control of their lives with these little Faraday cages that you can put your cell phones in that knock out the ability of the cell towers to ping it every few seconds and track your location. This is the only way to have your privacy, and people are taking their privacy back, and it's very, very exciting. They're at $19.95 apiece at InfoWarsStore.com. We've ordered even more. A huge shipment's coming in next week, so get yours now and be part of the movement to cut Big Brother off.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're just rolling down the line of tyranny here. And boy, oh boy, InfoWars has been trying to pump the brakes on this for years. Oh, man. And the brakes are engaged.
That they deep-platformed us and then independent media. Because after they did us, 800 independent media sites went out. And what have we seen, Owen? We've seen the corporate media, controlled by less than a half dozen individuals, we've seen them be able to turn public opinion on a dime and to completely reverse the narrative. You know what we've seen in terms of masks and everything else? I mean, they can panic the public, and then they can change the terms of that, and they can do it instantaneously, and they can do it globally because they've got hegemony on information. That's why these people are scared to death and attacking people in the grocery stores. Right? These people aren't doing it for power. You got politicians who are doing it for power. But the big problem is the mob out there that has been completely gaslighted into the PSYOP. And they can do it because they've got a monopoly on information.
Well, that's the incredible thing about it, too, is the reason why they can pivot back and forth all day long and change their narratives whenever they want is they realize that they have tens of millions of Americans literally under their mind control.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, literally under their mind control. Wear a mask today, don't wear a mask tomorrow. They could flip it back and forth, and these people would go along with it. Whatever the latest call is, and some of them, they might get confused. They say, oh, Fauci said not to wear a mask. They say, no, no, Fauci said wear a mask now. Oh, okay, wear a mask now. Like, that's how incredible the brainwashing is, folks. And so we're talking about that. We're going to get back into it. But again, you know, InfoWars has been trying to pump the brakes on this global tyranny for a long time. Now, the brakes are finally engaged, but the tyranny is going down a steep hill, folks. And so we're in a desperate situation. But InfoWars will still be here as long as your support continues at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I have to tell you, one of the ways I can measure how popular a product is without going and looking at statistics or numbers on our sales is when we bring a product in and I have it on my desk, how long does it last before someone from the crew comes up here and grabblers it? And so yesterday I was hosting the Jones Show. I had my red privacy pocket from InfoWarsStore.com. I had my green privacy pocket from InfoWarsStore.com. I had my blue privacy pocket from InfoWarsStore.com. And I had my black privacy pocket from InfoWarsStore.com. But the black one is gone. So some little grabbler from the crew came here and took the black privacy pocket. I will find who you are, and I will confiscate that pocket back so that I can do a proper live read here on air and that the audience can see all of the different colors that we have in the privacy pocket. But all jokes aside, that's how I can tell when a product is really popular is when the crew really likes it. And so, hey, look, we don't like getting spied on either, all right? And the one thing, you know, I pretty much have to have my phone on all the time. But the one thing I will do is when I decide I'm going to go to bed, put it in here. I do sleep better. So there's definitely something. I used to just put it in the other room. But then if you're laying in bed or whatever, you want to check your phone, you got to go to the other room. So Now I just put it in the privacy pocket next to my bed, and I'm not getting those harmful waves that keep me up at night. And studies have even shown that that's true. Same thing goes for your internet box and other such things. But this specifically for your cell phone, here's the nice thing about it. This case is so thin. It's like paper thin. You can put it in your pocket. You barely even notice it's there. Unlike some of the other privacy Faraday enclosures that are very thick, bulky, not convenient. This is paper thin, can go right in a pocket. And here's the other thing. If you're like me, I use my alarm on my cell phone. Some of the old cases were so big and bulky, the alarm goes off. You couldn't even hear it through there. You can still hear your cell phone alarm through this privacy pocket. And so if you want to sleep with your phone next to your bed, not get the waves, the cell phone waves, but also want to use it for an alarm, the privacy pocket at InfoWarsStore.com is a go for you. So we have the blue, the green, the red, and the black privacy pockets all available at InfoWarsStore.com. Paper thin, stop the government from tracing and tracking you, the Chinese, the communists, the left that actually does it now too, quite frankly.
And you know, that's really important because
privacy pocket.
Whether you know it or not, even if you're not using your phone, if you don't have it sealed up like that, it's keeping track of everywhere that you're going. And it's available to them to basically identify you as a suspected infected. And so
yeah,
you want to make sure that you don't leave those little breadcrumbs about everywhere you've been, because that's one of the things that they've been talking about from the very, even before they started the lockdown here. And they were talking about how, well, you know, the Atlantic and other statist, pushing the globalism organizations were saying, we can't handle this like the Chinese can. They're in a better shape because they've got biometric surveillance and tracking of all their citizens, and we're going to need that
in order
to shut this down.
Yeah. Don't you know it's so much easier to track and trace slaves? Just be a slave, good American.
So that's been in the works for a long time, and again, like all the rest of this stuff, now COVID-19, just like universal basic income, just like taking people's jobs, this surveillance thing, the excuse for that is COVID-19, just like the excuse for, well, you know, we're going to have a financial collapse of the dollar. That was baked in. That's been baked in since the 2007 crash. They just inflated it. They can only do that for so long. You can only suspend disbelief for a certain amount of time. And eventually, Wile E. Coyote sees that there's nothing underneath them. We're about at that moment now. But now they're going to say that the ankle tied to our feet is the COVID-19. It's not their financial policy. So that's the key thing, is make sure you don't have that thing constantly tracking you and saving that information about you.
And I would also suggest never take a COVID test.
Oh, yeah.
Avoid that thing at all costs.
Sure.
I understand people have to do it to get back to work or whatever, but if you can, never take that COVID test, because now they're in, folks. As soon as they get that test, they're in, whether you test positive or not. Real quick, let's go over some of these headlines. Nursing home death warrants. Again, it just highlights the numbers and how almost half of the COVID deaths came from nursing homes in New York, New Jersey, California, Pennsylvania, and Michigan, where the governors intentionally sent COVID-infected patients into the nursing homes to kill them and get the numbers up. Yes, that's murder.
This helps with their unfunded liabilities for pensions, though. I guess that's the bright side for Fauci, why he's saying that Cuomo did a great job.
Yeah, he murdered the most.
Yeah,
don't
exactly.
You know? You get
right.
The more people you murder, the better he's a eugenicist. He wants you to die.
Yeah.
So Fauci naturally wants you to die, sees that Governor Cuomo killed about 10,000 people in nursing homes, and he says, wow, look at how New York is handling it. Very well. Very good job, Governor Cuomo. You murdered 10,000 people in a nursing home. We're very proud of you. Thank you for that. South Carolina dog euthanized after testing positive for coronavirus. This makes me sick, David. So, first of all, we know the tests aren't even 100% accurate, but they're now claiming dogs are getting COVID, and then their people are killing their dog when they get a positive that could be a false positive for COVID?
Well, they're not only inaccurate, but the person who developed the PCR test said you aren't supposed to use it. It won't give you ever give you valid results for that.
It might as well be 0% accurate.
So don't listen to the guy who invented it. Don't listen to the Nobel Prize-winning scientist who developed it. No, just do what Fauci said, because Fauci has authority and he's got science. And so just do
the weathermen are more accurate than these people. And by the way, that science
Well, that's what they've done. They've taken climate change, they pulled out the climate nonsense, and they stuck COVID in.
It's literally exactly the same model, same it people. Is. It's the same people.
Same policies. Too. Yeah, same policies. All of the Green New Deal they brought in, and I guess we should call it the Mucus New Deal or something.
Look at this. I'm telling you, the world has gone bat crap crazy. No evidence dogs and cats can get COVID. So these people literally got a false positive on a COVID test from their dog and killed their dog.
Yeah.
I mean, it breaks my heart, man. People are killing their own dogs. By the way, the science was already in on masks. I had a doctor on the war room last week. Folks, there's literally dozens of mask studies from the 80s, from the 90s, early 2000s, all found the same thing. The mask doesn't stop anything. It doesn't stop anything. And the CDC has the mask too. The stories at Infowars.com. Dear humans, face masks don't work. The study review was published by your very own CDC. But there's multiple. I mean, David, you can go back for decades and find all these different scientific studies on masks, and they all found the same thing. The mask, one, doesn't stop the spread of this flu, which is what they were working with specifically. Two, is more dangerous for you to wear the mask because you're breathing in your own carbon dioxide. And when you wear the same mask over and over, it builds up all the things you're getting out of your body, bacteria and such, and you actually end up getting sick.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Topics here with David Knight on the Alex Jones Show, and this is something we're all facing, ladies and gentlemen. Just a couple of quick headlines before David gets into the weeds here, but it's just a joke, guys, and I know that it's like, oh, you say this every day. Hey, you know what? New people tune in every day, too, and so they need to get this news, too. Folks, they're faking the COVID numbers, all right? 100% faking the numbers, okay? Faking it up to 10,000% higher than what it really is. They're rebranded the flu, essentially, after they released this bioweapon out of China. Questions raised after fatal motorcycle crash listed as COVID-19 death. It's just one example of many. Contact tracing might become cops' new surveillance tool. Oh, it's trendy. So it's like, oh, so, I mean, can you find a better example of how insane and mentally ill the left is than the whole defund the police, but yet let's have police arresting people if they don't wear a mask or if they don't self-quarantine. I mean, if you listed off, if you actually took the time and you listed off all the different liberal talking points, ideologies, protests, and you put it down on one paper, you would see how double standard, ideal clashing, insane it really is. It's just flavor of the week. Lick your finger and see which way the wind blows with these people. Defund the police. Oh, but harass people at their house if they're not quarantining or wearing a mask. But the big thing, David, that we were getting into and you want to focus on here is how coronavirus is being used to remake the world economy. And that's really what it is. And I've got all these stories right here. U.S. companies lose hope for quick rebound from COVID. An intentional economic shutdown. Not because of an actual issue, a manufactured economic shutdown. Recovery narratives fall short. Third of small firms cut workers to survive. America's hidden economic crisis. Widespread wage cuts. Firms with troubled past, though, get millions of dollars in PPP small business loans. San Francisco Gate. Congress created virus aid, then reaped the benefits. Folks, they stole billions of dollars from us. Billions. Billions, billions. Corn shortage prompts bank. It's not a real corn shortage. It's made up. Another fake pandemic, fake coin shortage prompts bank to pay you for spare change. It's never had before. So it's all about control. It's all about manipulation. It's all being branded about with lies. And I have a whole stack of the lies here. But David, talk about how they're going to use this to try to reset the global economy and make the free market a thing of the past.
And notice how they spun that coin headline, Owen. It's like, oh, look, we got a coin shortage, but that's okay because these people made more money by selling their coins to the bank.
Yeah, now we have all your coins.
Yeah, they're going to
give you $5
away
in credit of a fiat currency.
That's right. They're going to take away cash because they want to take away your ability to operate outside of their control structures. And whenever we look at something, we always need to ask, follow the money, who's behind this? And typically it traces back to a bank, to the central banks, right? Not a bank, but the central banks. And they're the ones who basically push wars. They're the ones who push depressions. And they're the ones who are pushing this global reset in a big way. And a big part of this is going to be the currency. And if you think that what we've seen so far is disruptive, You haven't seen even the tip of the iceberg of what these people have planned. This is why we have to resist this as forcefully as we can at this point in time. Because where they're going with this, besides the mask, besides the vaccine mandates and the health issues with that, this is a major restructuring of society. It is covering over their tracks. It is moving people away from what they've done. The same way that Hillary Clinton did it with the emails, right? She had violated all the national security laws. She had rigged the election internally with DNC. And when people started looking at that, she said, Russians, Russians, right? It's a red herring. And this is what the coronavirus has been. It's been a mechanism for them to impose what they had planned all along. And part of that is to restructure everything into a global cryptocurrency. And when you look at how this is shaking down, just understand that at this point in time, we've got over 40 million people who have been unemployed by fiat, by command of the American government, the central government, the federal government, the White House. Because, folks, you can talk about it being guidelines and recommendations, but that's the way they're rolling all of this stuff out. When they talk about the mandatory vaccinations, they're also saying, well, we don't want to make this a law. We don't want to make it a crime because that's going to invite challenges and due process, and we want to shut that down. The way these people have always operated is by guidelines and recommendations, by regulations that come from unelected regulatory agencies rather than laws coming from your elected representatives. And they claim that those regulations do not require the presumption of innocence, due process, or things like protection from excessive fines. And so that's the way they're talking about and openly talking about in the media how they're going to force the vaccinations on us.
And by the way, this is so illegal. This is like if you own a business, okay, and for whatever reason it's not doing well or you just want to take time off or whatever. It's like you go in to your business and you throw a brick through the window and then you call up your insurance agent or your clients or whatever and you say, oh, sorry, I got a broken window here. I can't do business for the next month. By the way, I need an insurance payment, too. You threw the brick through the window. You shut your business down. That's what they're doing. They shut it all down. They spread the virus. They caused the coin shortage. They caused the economic disaster. And then they want us to pay for it.
And then they want more regulations because of the things that they've done. And, of course, this is always what the government is at. Whenever they fail, they say, well, you know, the answer to this is that we need to spend more money, go into further debt, and we need to have more power over your life. That's always the answer to everything that they do. And so when we look at this, the fact that we've got 50 million people unemployed, but people really haven't felt the effect of this yet. Why? Because they're just printing paper money. Like, you know, there's nothing behind it because there is nothing behind it. We had in January of 2019, the Congressional Budget Office sounded the alarm. They said, we're at nearly $1 trillion deficit for the year. We cannot continue doing this. Folks, we added $1 trillion in June to the deficit in 1 month. And they were saying, we cannot continue to go down this path. It will be disastrous. So what is going to happen is that there's not going to be, we're going to go down the path of hyperinflation or something like that. I'm not sure if it's going to go into depression. There's a big debate as to how this is going to collapse. But it is going to collapse if we continue to go down this path, if we continue down with this lockdown. And that's what I'm saying. The Democrats and the statists, so that they can win an election, they're more than willing to destroy this country because at the end, they're going to be able to remake society into the socialist state that they want. So as we look at this, this is something that has been talked about, gamed by these people, just like the pandemics have been gamed by them for decades. And we've got a lot of some of the titles here, headlines. Probably by the end of the year, Alistair McLeod warns, the dollar is on the way to zero. What happens when that happens? At that point, we're no longer able to just hand out pieces of paper to people and tell them you can stay home and play video games and you can make more than you did when you had a job. All of that comes to a screeching halt. And when that comes to a screeching halt, watch out for the violence on the streets. You haven't seen anything yet.
All right, when we come back, we'll get more into this news. And I got a little analogy. What is happening right now? They think that by throwing us to drown in a lake, they won't drown themselves.
The bad news is Western governments have totally let multinational big tech bring in communist Chinese style total net surveillance censorship with AI. The good news is they had to do that to carry out this world government COVID takeover. this planetary corporate reset that COVID covers for, because the truth is powerful and will defeat them and will smash them. And the good news is there's still sites like band.video, newswars.com, infowars.com, Paul Watson site, summit.news, and a lot of other great sites that are getting massive traffic thanks to you and your word of mouth that is king, that is queen, that is the master of our own destinies. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a war on reality, a war on civilization, a war on our health, a war on our economy. But being aware of it and standing up to it and speaking out against it will defeat it. So take action or be slaves.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
We're back inside the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. Owen Schroyer, David Knight with me for one more segment. Here's the analogy that I really want the left to understand. I know a lot of you guys tune into this and you really think you're heroic for fighting fake oppression and fake racism. Really good job for you guys. You get the Participation Award. Congratulations. What you need to understand is we, all Americans, no matter what your skin color or political ideology is, we are all attached at the hip. We're all shackled in this together. So we'll all have a destiny bond with one another. That's how this goes. So when you take that 500-pound millstone and you tie it around our ankle and you toss it into the ocean so that we drown and die, you're coming with us. But you know, David, my fear is that they already know that and they don't care.
Yeah,
they're in a death cult, and they would gladly die as long as they get to see that, they get to have that victory over us and have us die too. This is the death cult that the left has become.
You know, there was a quote I saw today on Twitter. I retweeted it. It was from Ayn Rand. And she said, the difference between communism and socialism is that communism proposes to enslave people by force. Socialism does it by vote. And so really the difference between the two systems is death by murder or death by suicide. And that's really what we're looking at here, Owen, because we've got essentially a suicide cult on the COVID-19 side, and on the Antifa street riots, this is a murder cult. And so we're kind of caught between those two forces, and that is really what we're looking at right now. It really is a race between those two, and it's born out of the idea. I had a article this morning. There was a guy who was Russian, and he'd looked at some Russian novels, and he said, I see a lot of similarities here between pre-Russian Revolution, before the Tsarist Revolution and the Marxist Revolution in Russia, and what is happening in America today. And you could see it in the novels. You could see it in the characters who were embracing this kind of nihilism. Just destroy everything. The system can't be fixed. It's too far gone. We've got to destroy everything and just begin from the ground up. And that's exactly what we're hearing from the people today. And it's not because there's a connection between us and Russia, but it's because this is a cycle in history. I've talked about this many times, the fourth turning. We're at a point now where it's obvious to everybody that institutions have failed, leadership has failed, and there is a move, a significant move within society out of fear and everything else, just to shut down society and let it fall. We've seen this in the past. It is a recurring feature of history. We saw this in the fall of the Roman Empire, the fact that people were just fed up with the corruption of Rome, and they let the barbarians tear everything down, and that is precisely what is happening now. This is a major turn coming up in society, and it's something that they've planned for quite a long time. If you look at everything that's being established right now, not only is it the UN 2030 agenda, but going back to the 1970s, you had Zbigniew Brzezinski, Mika's father, talking about the technocratic revolution, how we were caught between two ages, how they were going to basically be able to track and observe everything that we had, how they were going to make themselves technological overlords, using technology as a leverage. That is what is being ushered in right now. This is a major change. Like the Industrial Revolution replacing the Agrarian Revolution, and these types of major changes are typically accompanied with massive economic disruption, depression, like the last one was the Great Depression, World War II, and they usually are accompanied by war.
Yeah, but here's the problem with this, David, is it's a lie. Because if they really wanted to start things from the ground up, which we would do, it would be in the free market. That would be starting things from the ground up, is getting the government hands off of all of our stuff and saying, okay, yes, this has gotten big, out of control, it has to go by the wayside. And that just brings back the free market. It just brings back the organic free market. But the reason why they manufacture the reset is so that the guilty parties, the ones responsible for the economic collapse who are manufacturing it, never pay the price. So the big banks who hedged all their bets and are really trillions in debt, not you, it's the big banks, they won't suffer. All the politicians that stole billions of dollars and rely on their no-bid contracts with their friends and their rat holes in Wall Street, they won't have that mean of income anymore because we have a real reset. No, they're manufacturing the collapse and reset so that they have total power over the next system.
Well, that's right. But they understand that there is a cycle in human history where people, after a system has been in place for about 70 or 80 years, people want to change it. They have their model of how they would like to see society changed. If we don't understand that we're in the middle of this cycle right now, the cycle of change, then we are going to be patsies for what they are imposing on us. If we understand that this is a point of change, then we can try to move against this and not just be passive in this. If we don't understand what these people are doing, and of course, they knew when this was going to happen. They talk about 2030. That's been in the works for these people for decades. And even going back to Strauss and Howe wrote about the fourth turning. In the mid, in the early 90s, they talked about how in the mid 2000s it'd be a global financial crisis that would kick off something that would finish about 2029, 2030. And that's what we're in the middle of right now. These people are exploiting this cycle in human history, and they're exploiting it to our detriment. And that's why we have to understand this. And you know, Owen, when we look at this, and we say, well, what can we do? Because these systems are global. They're highly technocratic. We don't have a lot of control over this. Well, we do at the local level. And unless and until we start to take control of this at the local level, I'm looking at one example here. El Salvador village adopts Bitcoin as money. I don't think that's a solution. However, we've seen a lot of local communities come in and establish their own local community dollars. I think it's going to have to be something like that when this financial collapse comes. And so we need to start making relationships in our communities. We need to, as we're being kicked out of grocery stores, we need to start making relationships with local farmers. And, you know, go to a farmer's market, meet some people who are actually growing stuff, establish a relationship with them. Maybe you can find something that you can barter with them when the thing hits the fan. But you need to start thinking about this now. The reason I talk about this gloom and doom stuff is because we don't want to go into this just sleepwalking into this with a Pollyanna idea that if the Republicans get elected, everything is going to be fine. It's not going to be fine. The Republican leadership is in on this plan, and they have been in on this plan. Many in the Republican Party, most of them, in fact, if not all of them, are globalists, and they're in on this. So you've got to start looking out for yourself. You've got to realize that the federal government and the national and the state governments have been co-opted for the most part, and understand that you've got to start rebuilding society from your family, from the local community up. That's why when we talk about schools, I hope they don't start the schools back up. Trump was right when he read the speech that somebody wrote for him at Mount Rushmore, saying the root of our problem of our society is in the schools. The only reason they want to get the schools started is because that's a way that they can get the economy going. But that's as toxic a solution as taking a vaccine. We've got to start thinking about the root causes of these problems and start doing something about it ourselves, because there aren't any heroes on the horizon coming to save us.
And by the way, they want to roll out the digital school. And this is all Chinese-backed and Chinese propaganda, by the way, because here's what they're going to do. The Chinese agents of propaganda will be watching all classroom activity, and they will find teachers that don't go along with the communist agenda, and they will be relieved of duty.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's what's coming next.
The party line.
That's what's coming next for the school system. It's all going to be monitored by the Chinese communists. That's why they want it on the Chinese communist platforms like Zoom and, you know, whatever Apple comes out with next. So that's where this is going. Now, the good news is Attorney General Barr and Josh Hawley have both made significant statements against China, including Hawley saying that it's time for American corporations to stop exploiting Chinese slave labor. But, you know, we'll see if the self-righteous, virtue-signaling social justice warriors want to take up that mantle, David.
Yeah, well, it's going to require more than just virtue signaling. We know that it's slave labor, and we know that it's continuing to go on. And a lot of this rhetoric is just to score political points. You've got to understand that there are concrete things that could have been done, that should be done now. They're not being done now. You better start preparing at the local level, you and your family.
But I went to a BLM protest with an Apple Watch and Nike hoodie. I'm woke.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves, but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get 4 free bonuses when you order. Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program. Our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You know, the intention here is not to just be all doom and gloom. It's just telling it like it is, folks. You know, it's like getting a cancer diagnosis or whatever else. It's like, hey, I'm not trying to make you depressed. I'm not trying to put your mood down or ruin your day, but, you know, you're going to have to deal with this. You're going to have to accept this. The Democrat Party, the left-wing media, and the street liberal thugs are cancer to this country. They're cancer. Now, unlike cancer, they actually have the, or maybe they don't, the soul consciousness to decide not to be a cancer cell. But, you know, I get the feeling if the Chinese communists rolled up onto the beaches of California and started taking this country over, I have a feeling that the progressive liberal Democrats would join the Chinese communists because they hate America that much. And it's all because of the mainstream news lies. You know, Abraham Lincoln threw journalists and people in the media in prison. And I don't want to go that far and say that because, well, for obvious reasons. But it's not about people in media. It's about the people that are committing treason against this country, the people that are committing insurrection against this country, the people that are yelling fire in a movie theater. That's what's going on with COVID. That's what's going on with President Trump. It's just so fragile. And honestly,
that's why really the only thing to fix this is just the American people. I mean, that's it. But they've been so brainwashed and dumbed down by design. They've been hit with a psychological weapon they can't even see or comprehend. And, folks, most of that is right here in your pocket every day on the cell phone. With the propaganda that comes through, with the tracing and tracking, with the cell phone radio waves, well, you can mitigate that now with the Privacy Pocket from InfoWarsStore.com. We've got four different colors, black, blue, red, green. Somebody from the crew has already got the five-finger discount on the black Privacy Pocket here. If I'm guessing, just by sheer proximity, I have to go with Jib over here, Jib John. Just sheer proximity, he's the closest, so he just becomes the number one suspect. He's laughing, by the way, kind of a Cheshire grin there. If I checked his pocket, I wouldn't be surprised. Maybe I should try to send him a text. If it doesn't go through, we'll know why. But folks, don't let Google and Apple and the Chi-Coms and the government trace and track you. Get your Privacy Pocket from InfoWarsStore.com. And if you've had or seen Privacy Pockets in the past, maybe the one thing that's made you hesitant to get one is they're bulky, they're uncomfortable, and you don't want to put it in your pocket or carry it around. Folks, this is paper thin. If you give me a dot cam here, you can see. I mean, this is paper thin, folks. Not bulky, not discomforting. I mean, it really just fits in your back pocket, like you want to put it in the back of your jean pocket or something. Just fits naturally. Blocks those cell phone waves, blocks the Chinese communists and American communists, sad to say, from tracing and tracking you 24/7, the Privacy Pocket at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, we've got a lot coming up here. Alex Jones is going to be rejoining us. You had Michelle Malkin get attacked at a Back the Blue rally yesterday in Denver. In fact, we're going to have another gentleman who was there, Lewis Huey. He's going to be on the War Room this afternoon with Harrison Smith filling in for me to give you a little more detail about what happened there in Denver. But, you know, I just, it's not hate to say I told you so because it's like bittersweet. And so it's like, hey, please just heed our warnings. Understand what we're facing here. I mean, I would come on air just for months and warn you about how violent and vitriolic the left is about to get in this country. But you know what? I need to digress and just focus on this news. So let me try to get as much news out here as possible. Google bans ads on coronavirus conspiracy theory content. Ah. Of course, ladies and gentlemen, Alphabet Inc.'s Google said on Friday it would prohibit websites and apps that use its advertising technology from running ads on dangerous content that goes against scientific consensus during the coronavirus pandemic. I mean, just lies and lies and disinformation and misinformation on top of lies. It's the CDC and the World Health Organization that's been spreading conspiracy theories and lies. But see, they get carte blanche to operate. But if you call that out, if you show the CDC's scientific studies from years ago that saying mask doesn't stop the flu, mask doesn't stop COVID, you're considered mis- and disinformation. But really, all this story proves is that this was the entire intent. This is the entire purpose for banning InfoWars over 2 years ago. So that when they roll out their fake pandemic, InfoWars can't be on the internet dominating the news spectrum so that we could get out ahead of these things. Twitter blocks tweets on China human rights abuses story as Attorney General Barr decries Silicon Valley collaboration with CCP. Yeah, it's called treason. It's called lock them up. I mean, you know, in the old days, you'd find a rope and see how long they last, but we're a little more civilized now. 50 years in jail for Mark Zuckerberg? Hey, look, I don't want these people. Yeah, there he is in paleface, by the way, surfboarding on his $12,000 surfboard that surfs for you.
I'm sorry. It's just the epitome of these people. You pay for a surfboard that surfs for you because you can't do it yourself and you don't want to try to get up and get on the board with your own volition. So he pays for an electronic surfboard. It's like programming a skateboard that doesn't like all the tricks for you and you just stand on it. Anyway, you also have Josh Howley signing a memorandum against U.S. companies that are operating in China using slave labor. I mean, this is a joke, man. You know, and this is honestly, for all intensive purposes, the easiest way to get things moving in the right direction is to just outright deal with China and the American companies that collude with China now. Because you have all the ammo on your side. Make the liberals defend Chinese slave labor. Make the liberals defend all the blacks and Muslims that get murdered in China. Make the liberals defend the political dissident concentration camps. Make them own that stance, and then you go in there. I mean, it's just so ridiculous. It's just so ridiculous. I'm just at a loss at this point. NFL players tweet that season might not happen. You've got the NHL about to start up with no fans. You've got the MLB about to start up with no fans. And you have athletes, part of those leagues, saying, you know what, I'm not going to play. I'm not wearing a mask. I'm not playing this stupid fake season in front of no fans. Part of what's coming up will be Michelle Malkin. She gets attacked by Antifa and Black Lives Matter thugs at Denver, back the blue rally. Sends law and order SOS to President Trump. Yeah, folks, it's bad. Now, look, the only excuse I'll give President Trump is if he's actually going after the pedophiles, like, in a really serious way, and if he's actually going after the deep state in a real serious way, and if we see some arrests of these parties before his reelection. Otherwise, this is such a dereliction of duty, but in a way, can you really even blame him? I mean, it really just comes down to the Democrat mayors and governors that are responsible for this. But Michelle Malkin pretty much sums it up in one tweet right here. How do we stand up when police obey Black Lives Matter demands to stand down? How do we back the blue when the blue won't back us? How do we fight back like all of Con Inc. is now preaching when Con Inc. smears Proud Boys as street brawlers and tries to cancel people like me who defend them? Well, look. That's why I was saying this before I went on today, the crew. I can't even watch Fox News anymore. Watching Fox is actually worse than watching MSNBC or CNN at this point because they pretend like they're your friends and they're really just the biggest grifters out there. And now that Tucker Carlson isn't on Fox News, I don't know if he's supposed to come back from his quote-unquote vacation tonight, but boy, without Tucker Carlson, that news network is gone. Gone. Telling you Biden's going to win. Telling you Trump is bad. Telling you to wear a mask. Having Ben Shapiro on there. Done, and I can't even watch Fox News anymore. But it's almost like, you know, it's your friend that you thought was your friend that was never your friend that stabbed you in the back. That's Fox News. At least I know CNN and MSNBC aren't my friends. But hey, we told you. We warned the president. Don't get in that bed. They'll smother you.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.